What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's up? This is Chico Bean.
Hey, I am Carlos Miller.
And I'm DC Young Fly from the 85 South Show.
Hey, when you're on the move and you can't check our show out on YouTube, you can still check us out on the Apple Podcast app, our Heart Radio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about Spotify?
Yep.
Google Podcast?
Absolutely.
Alexa?
Hell yeah!
Hey, tune in every Friday. Listen and subscribe to the 85 South Show. It only makes sense.
God damn it.
Stupid motherfucker.
What the?
Why, man?
Play me something. Play me something for my intro, man. Play me something off that Kirk Franklin mixtape.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? That's that beat that I wish a motherfucker would.
Mm-hmm.
You got me fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm your motherfucking dad.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, you got me fucked up.
Uh-huh.
I'm your motherfucking dad.
Uh-huh.
Paying child support to your mama.
Uh-huh.
So you gonna respect what I say.
Uh-huh.
If I call your phone,
uh-huh.
It ain't the play.
Uh-huh.
Now you done put this shit up on the news, telling all the family business.
Uh-huh.
We on TMZ in front of all these witnesses.
Uh-huh.
Hell no, you know it's back home. And I'ma whoop your ass soon as I get back home. I give a fuck if you dirty. I'ma do you dirty. You should've never told them people, now they hurt. I'm at the church. I got the extra pray. Just because I like to say bitch sometimes today.
What?
That's for my nigga Kirk Frank.
You know what I'm saying?
That's for my nigga Kirk. I say it cause he can't.
Uh-huh.
You fuck with that?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Kirk, man. I fuck with that freestyle, too.
Yeah, that shit was, that was just something light.
That light.
That was something light.
Don't give him that pressure yet.
I don't be trying to drop too much pressure on him.
I done heard you spit some pressure before. I don't give him too much pressure.
I be trying to let him make it.
Yeah,
I stay in one lane. They find out you good at two things, they start hating
him. They try to block you out.
Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Look, check this out, man. I was just in here in the trap. I walk in, I was just smoking me a little piece of roach. You know, I was smoking a little piece of roach that I had. You know, this is my, I'm about to roll a blunt.
Yeah.
Then I walk in the back, they like, man, K-Camp back there. I was like,
for sure.
You mean to tell me, mister, it ain't nothing to cut that bitch off?
For sure.
The nigga who likes smoking weed and getting high.
For sure.
This him?
Yeah.
Bruh, welcome to the trap, my nigga.
Thanks for having me,
Welcome.
Thanks for having me, bro.
That's, hey, man.
Thanks for having me,
I know you got a whole catalog of shit.
Yeah.
But you know my shit is.
What's your shit?
I like smoking weed, I like it high.
Let's go.
That's my shit.
That's my shit too.
Bro, I fucks with that.
Come on, man. We gonna get it to him every time, man.
Atlanta's on, bro. How you been?
I'm blessed, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just kicking shit. Kicking shit.
What took you so long to get to the trap, bro?
That's a good ass question.
Every time you tweet something, they tag me, be like, bro, get him on the show. I'm like, man, let that man tweet in peace.
Let that man tweet in peace. Nah, but sure, I fuck with you. I watch it. I watch almost every episode.
For real?
Every episode. I just watched one with Bruce, Goody Mob.
Yeah.
Come on, man, I'm tuned in.
Come on, bro.
I'm tuned in. Come on, man.
I ain't know you got, you Come know, you on. One of the business niggas in the city,
nah,
bro.
I ain't too busy. I'm trying to get busy.
Bruh, just to see you come up the way you came up and the music that you selected, yeah, to put out there to the world, bro.
Yeah.
It's just, you got to get your salute, bro.
I got to,
because you did it on your own terms, my nigga.
Facts.
And you ain't riding nobody coattail.
Facts.
And you really came in and made your own lane.
Facts.
And you stayed in there.
I'm still in it.
Working.
I'm still in it.
Yeah, bro.
And it got to get bigger, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you got a lot of fans.
But, hey, they gonna see.
You got a lot of fans that watch this show.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, because they've been asking about you getting on here. So just give them the raw, man. Let's talk about the whole journey.
What you want to talk about?
Like, the beginning, the ugly part.
The ugly part.
The microphone in the closet.
Shit.
Before the diamonds and shit,
before
bro.
Before the diamonds, shit. That was my basement.
Come
you
on.
You know what I'm saying? 2717, can't give y'all the rest, but you know, if you know, yeah, you know. Texano, Red Train.
Hold up, stop right there.
Yeah.
Tell them about how lit that bitch used to be.
Hey, man, we had Texano upside down every, what, Friday, Saturday? Shit, you know what I'm saying? Shout out KIP, shout out the whole North Side, Red Train, Club Q,
right?
Mad World.
See, all these clubs, Spikes. You name it, these are spots, man, that people were going to find that new
Hell
sound,
yeah,
in Atlanta,
it was
and
the vibe.
That underground music.
Niggas don't know, the North Side was the real talent search, you know what I'm saying? Walker.
You got to give a shout out to DJ Southern Bread, too.
Shout out to Bread, that when I first met you.
Yeah.
Remember that cafeteria
kid.
That shit was,
when I was the cafeteria dude.
Yeah, that's the first time I seen Carlos.
Yeah.
So it's been, you know what I'm saying, we been putting that work in for a long time.
Right.
Long term.
Bro, I sound like I'm old, but I gotta say this. They be like, well, you know, I know your mother.
Yeah.
I knew his mother first.
Yeah,
see, his mother
sure
used to come to my show,
mm-hmm,
and she was telling me about a young man. You know how people be, my son rap, my son
do
music.
My son,
but I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then that nigga blew up, and
yeah,
then she called me, and she like, I told you.
Yeah.
And hung up. Then she called me back.
Sound like it.
Said, come to the basketball game.
Yeah. That's hard. That's
she
hard.
Like, you want to play? I was like, I smoke, I come.
Yeah.
My game was
good. But now, man, we've been doing this shit for a long time.
Yeah,
it's
yeah
been a long time coming, but we
tell
got a lot more work to do.
Man, that grind.
The grind was crazy. We used to perform for $500 in a bottle of Ciroc. You know what I'm saying? We used to go to, nigga, I done been in every country, every hood, every club, every, come on, man, this shit real. I done passed out CDs. I done got damn gay Ciroc and pineapple to so many DJs, so I can Cranberry to, you know what I'm saying, the East Side, West Side, South
yeah
Side, every part of Atlanta, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't
need
that.
That's one of the ones that don't nobody get to ask. Like, you know how Atlanta is.
Yeah.
What club would you say broke your shit out first? Like, had you, that created, that helped you create your buzz the most in the city?
I gotta say, shit, Texano or Red Train. The Northwood broke
that
me.
That Red Train.
Yeah, the Northwood broke me. And then I feel like we went to the East Side. We was at Figure 8. If you know about Figure 8.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We Figure 8 broke a lot of shit. Obsessions.
Yeah.
La Rumba, the Underground. Sub-Zero, if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying?
That's the late night shit.
Yeah. that's what broke camp early, back in the day.
So, you know, bro, when the strip club got a hold to it,
yeah,
where did it start making its rounds at first?
I want to say Magic, or I want to say The Flame. I don't want to get you confused, but wherever Funky was at, what Funky was at? He was at the
Flame.
He was at the Flame?
First, he was.
Yeah, I think the Flame popped it off, and you know what I'm saying? My shit was built for the club. You
yeah
know what I'm saying? When I first came up, I was just making club music, you know what I'm saying? So everything I was putting out was already in tune for the club. So I think it was Money Baby came first.
Hell yeah.
Money Baby came first, they ate
and
that shit up.
They kicked the door open.
Uh-huh, and I leaked Cut Her Off. It wasn't even supposed to come out yet, and that's when Cut Her Off just blew by Money Baby. It was my real single. Yeah, man.
How you, man, you know, most people get that one, bro.
Yeah.
And then for you to just let one go. Like.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot of, I was popping too much shit in the beginning, though. You know what I'm saying? When I was going crazy, I was like, this shit never going to stop.
Right.
This shit ain't never going to stop.
But see, it's
fuck around and stop for a sec.
What was that like?
Fucked around and stopped
what
for a second.
What was it like when it stopped for a second?
Man, that shit was crazy because I seen it. I seen it coming. You know what I'm saying? It was a situation where, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hold up. Wait. This my nigga Clayton English then.
I just know for him.
I already heard this nigga said Texano on the red train.
Well, I knew you. I was like, as soon as he said that nigga showed up, I was like, this. Bro, you remember we used to be up in the motherfucking red train and that little nigga used to do that dance off?
Yes.
Bro, I don't know if you remember that nigga. You remember that little nigga?
You know what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about.
You know that nigga?
Bro, every song, bro.
We used to see this nigga at like 30 Club. That little dude with a big ass head.
Nah.
Because he used to all black.
Nah.
That's why he used to crank it up.
Nah.
That oomph kept come on. That nigga used to go.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
And the nigga from the west side with the big ass shoes, that big tall nigga who used to be like this all the time.
Yo!
Dude, this is legend.
Bro, when you said the shit, I was like, that nigga was at that motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we do. Do you remember this one rap group? I can't never remember their name. It was about 50 of them niggas. They had that one song, Catch Another Charge and I'm Going to the Chain Gang. They used to perform that bitch. I don't remember their name. They used to always perform that bitch, though, at the...
Man, it was so many niggas. I know it was a Monday Mariachi.
It was about 50 of these niggas in one group. And it was a lot of overlap because we be doing the comedy shit.
Yeah.
Like, we do a comedy shit and that shit be halfway full. Yeah. Ain't nobody really there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next night, it'd be like the goddamn Mariachi function. And niggas be in that bitch like,
that one city was piped up.
Because I used to host a whole lot of open mics.
That was the best time. Club Cali too. Shit, we had that shit on lock. We was them young niggas in the city that had that shit piped up.
Nah, y'all was.
We them young niggas that turned that shit up.
I definitely remember that whole game.
Hell yeah.
Nigga, if you couldn't go in the parking lot, you might have made out with something.
Yeah, for sure. Oh.
Young nigga was out.
Y'all give me flashbacks, bro.
Bruh, you gave us flashbacks.
I wish I could rewind that shit. I can't lie to you.
Just off the little nigga dancing. Little Mike.
Man.
Hey. You know I ain't lying. Clayton to tell you, nigga, we'll be on Franklin Road in the red train and see that nigga over there. All the way out to Stonecrest. That nigga be over there too.
Everywhere,
dog.
That
nigga
was everywhere.
That nigga was outside. What's the shit that was on? Kyle Parkway and they would arrest everybody leaving there.
Vegas Nights.
See, I ain't get a chance to even go to Vegas Nights.
Oh, we did.
I was too young.
Nigga, one night I was in that bitch. It was looking like Nino Brown birthday
man. Man, I heard crazy.
Jeezy and the whole BMF took over the up top, nigga.
I heard about that.
I wouldn't even, you know how they been like, everybody get out. I ain't get out.
That nigga hid.
So then when I went downstairs and I looked back up, them niggas started throwing money off the balcony. That club went ignorant.
Yeah. Hey, now I'm mad I missed them times, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You ain't
too mad because that shit stopped because, nigga, they would set up roadblocks up the street from the fucking club.
I would roadblock be in front of the Walmart.
Because they can pull it off and get locked up.
The club right here. Roadblock at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, we made it through a roadblock one
time. I caught a DUI in a car.
Damn. I would get you for
18, 19?
Nigga, I got through one roadblock because they ran out of tow truck.
For real.
Nigga, we drove through. The cops were shaking each other's hands and shit. They had a good night. Nigga, we went to the gas station, and the tow truck driver was like, yeah, they would have went longer, but they ran out of tow trucks. And I was like,
them niggas ain't no shit, man.
I'm talking about we come through as they're finishing the roadblock.
Yeah.
They not even giving a fuck no more. It's like, that's car number 100. We threw out of this.
Yeah. Hey, man, they made their quota.
People don't understand how hood Cobb County is.
Nah, Cobb like that. Man.
Yeah.
Cobb is like that.
Yeah, because I wasn't
supposed to. You can't sleep on Cobb, so. Man. It's like that, man.
And it's close to damn near everywhere. Yeah. Like, you look
drive,
up.
Right
you
by
look
the west
up.
Side.
Yeah. You look up, you in Bankhead.
Shout out to the real ones, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the ones locked up, man. Free my guys, man.
Hey, man, who told you you could sing to these women?
Shit, when I learned it was an open lane and nobody was doing it for real,
yeah.
I knew it was going to make me some money.
Let me see that light.
No cap.
Which one? You want
it? Don't matter.
Charlie Sheen.
You want the fancy one?
Yeah, you gotta get your Charlie
Sheen.
You
gotta take the one, you know what I'm saying? The one you just throwing a gasoline and everything blow up. That's that
open
one.
Them, hold on, flip that bitch up.
Yeah.
Hit a light, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's the one.
Hit it with the Humphrey Bogart or something.
That's the one. Yeah. I'm on this daily home. Shout out to Nip, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, shout out to Puff.
Black on.
I know. Mm.
I ain't got no stake in it. I'm promoting shit.
Yeah, but you promoting black people having shit.
Exactly.
And when they see you drinking it, they're going to reach out to you.
Exactly.
It might not be no money, but at least you won't have to buy no more. You like it?
Nah, I fuck with it. I've been drinking it for probably like 2 months. Yeah. 2-3 months.
Yeah, you can't make no more bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, we were supporting folks' shit, then it was some bullshit. Mm-hmm. But now you gotta actually have a, mm-hmm, product.
I got my
liquor coming. You know what I'm saying?
Keep asking. Mm-hmm. My shit coming. Don't ever think my liquor ain't in the works.
Come on, man. We waiting on it.
Yeah.
We waiting on it.
And it's gonna be a cognac.
Cognac?
Yeah. Dark skin.
Drink like that with the.
I can have a dark skin flavor.
You gotta switch it around.
No, yeah, that's the flavor.
Yeah.
Dark skin.
Dark skin.
Dark skinned.
Dark skinned.
Fuck with that. Copyright.
Yeah, I did already. Okay, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Let me get that dark skinned blend.
Yeah.
Cause everybody who black know, people can be dark skinned and dark skinned hit different.
For sure.
Nigga ain't gonna net. Like when a nigga describing a fine ass dark skin, he ain't gonna say dark. He gonna say, bruh, she's thick. Shot with that fat ass on, dark skinned. That's how you know. You're like, ooh. That shit like dark skin with an exclamation
and
point.
It's hidden.
It's like dark skin with no flaws.
Mm.
She dark skinned it.
Right.
That shit is everywhere.
I fought with it.
Mm.
I love it.
Play me some pimping, man. You been slipping.
Where that pimping at?
You been slipping, bro. How you been making out during the pandemic, bro? Streams done went up.
Yeah, for sure. Streams went up, you know what I'm saying, during the pandemic, like everybody else. If you were smart, I was just learning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I took a different role when it comes to this music shit. I ain't just an artist no more, you know what I'm saying? I'm a CEO of a whole record label, you know what I'm saying? I run a lot of shit, so I had to tap in on the other side, the side I try to run from so many years, you know what I'm saying? Because I was an artist, like, man, shit, sign anything. Y'all read it. I just do a show, go to the studio. But you know what I'm saying? That shit kind of backfired. So I took all that time to really learn. You know what I'm saying? I was reading lawyer books, nigga. I was reading all type of shit. Anything that had something to do with the music industry.
Like how to read
credit
contracts?
Yeah, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was tapping in on a whole different wave. You know what I'm saying? Really trying to just prepare myself when this shit opened back up so I can be prepared for it. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah. That shit, it worked out. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I feel like I'm tuned in more than I ever was.
Bro, you fuck with that TikTok? A lot of your songs.
I wanna say yes and no. I don't TikTok. I don't.
Just saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You aware of it?
Yeah.
I'm saying, a lot of your shit popping up.
Motherfucker, yeah. Man. I am TikTok. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, say that shit, before, bro. Man. Talk your shit.
I did that. You know what I'm saying?
They had that challenge.
Yeah, yeah. You feel me? So, but shout out to TikTok. But I don't be TikTok, man. I'm too grown for that shit, man. And no offense to everybody who TikTok, but no, I'm too player to be Jay. You know.
Dancing and shit.
Come on, man.
Come on,
bro. You gotta have a dance.
I had a dance.
I'm just saying.
Didn't do it.
You gotta have a dance that you do.
I do it.
Nigga. Oh, this nigga tell you, I'm a fool for a stupid ass dance, bro. I got a million of them. I ain't figured out how to edit yet. I got a million ass dances. I'm going to unleash.
Come on.
I had to talk that nigga out of doing them shit.
What?
This nigga be like, man, I'm going to do this dance on stage. I'm like,
nah,
you going to go viral. You going to go viral.
Nigga, I go crazy.
You going to go viral.
What you call that? Nigga, these the crab legs. People stupid ass dance. I dance in front of the microwave.
For real.
I dance when she on the way to bring that coochie.
Yeah.
I got a whole set of coochie dance.
Show me the coochie dance.
That's
dance.
Put your hands in the air, touch your leg, do your coochie dance.
No cap, I'll do that.
That nigga so cold. We gotta get Jay on.
He hard. I feel like my mic fell down. Y'all hear me?
Y'all got him?
Check. Fall.
That shit fell?
Something rolled down my damn stomach.
Because you know they'll stop checking the levels once this shit get going.
Right.
We ain't got his audio. Hey, man, I don't know what he said.
I don't know what he said.
Hey, Los, you remember what he said around 1330? You think we could just fill it in with subtitles? Yes, sir. Hope I ain't covering the mic. Can you hear me? Check, check. Good.
Hey, man.
Anyway,
you said it ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
Yeah.
I disagree. Wow. I think cutting a bitch off one of the hardest things you ever had to do.
Seriously?
Yeah, man, especially if the bitch don't want to go.
Shit, it might be the easiest thing for me.
How? How you just gonna cut a bitch
off? I don't give a fuck. I really don't. If I fuck with you, fuck with you, fuck with you, fuck with you, fuck with you.
That's seven fuck
then it might be a possibility. But I don't care, bro.
Just gonna cut off.
I don't care.
So, like, say
she's... And what somebody say today, Tanzi? Thank you for what? Thank you for taking me out block.
Well, they, you ain't cut a bitch off then. You just cut a bitch
deserve
back
to be
on.
Cut off. You know what I'm saying? It was just a little.
Oh, you, so you will cut a bitch much. On, though. You'll cut a bitch
I
back
cut
on?
Bitch back on.
You ain't dropped that part of the song.
Nobody ever asked
me. No, I'm on to hear that part. Because you got niggas thinking that shit is permanent.
The nigga said he turned a bitch on and off like a light switch.
Yeah, I cut a bitch back on.
That nigga, see, so you'll cut a bitch lights right back on.
I'm in a relationship, so I ain't cutting shit.
But I'm saying, though.
What's up?
Don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Protect
you your, gotta
protect
say
the
that.
House, nigga.
Protect the house.
We must defend you this house.
Can't go out like that.
You know shit done got real when I get to Dr. Pepper. I want to hear turn the bitch back on.
Yeah.
Because the streets need some healing.
I ain't never thought about that.
The streets, no the streets need some healing.
Hey, shit fucked up.
Bro, some niggas is sorry.
Shit is fucked
some
up.
Some niggas cut
I
a bitch
I
off.
I ain't know no better.
Some niggas cut up. A bitch off, and that was the worst mistake they ever made. Niggas is losing weight.
What?
Niggas cut a bitch off. Cream and shit.
Niggas is staying in different living situations where they got to turn the TV down after 11 o'clock.
No cap.
You cut a bitch off before you knew what the bitches was like out there.
You ain't give a nigga no direction.
They changing the roles on niggas, man. You got to stay strong. Matter of fact, I need some guys, you know what I'm saying, who can we can, you know what I'm saying, stand up for that shit. It's a lot of bullshit going on.
Bro, we have
a lot of niggas get ran over. I don't like
it. It's a lot of shit that we have to put up with just to deal with women.
Yeah, but.
It's the cost of doing business.
You know what I'm saying? It's time and place for everything.
See, K-Camp got the iceberg slim in him.
Yeah, for sure.
He celebrate when a bitch leave.
Yeah, I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna go a party for
more
you.
More money
bitch.
In my pocket.
Me and the other bitches gonna eat cake in your honor.
Yeah, come like, on. Come on. Come
I got on. An ice cream cake for me and all my other bitches.
Come on, man.
We gonna blow the little horns. Yeah. Confetti.
Yeah.
When you leave.
For sure.
So you y'all celebrate.
When I get rid of a bitch, you can't. Hey, bon voyage, nigga. Bust the champagne bottle, nigga. I bust it on a Dodge Neon tire.
Yeah.
Get on there, bitch. Yeah. Off the seat.
I'm with that. I'm with that, for sure.
Sometimes women don't want to leave you because other women already want you.
Yeah. Mm. That's their fault, though. That's their problem.
That's fucked up. Women are so selfish.
Life cold.
And they be like, I want to see
Andre,
you happy.
What Andre say? Protect your heart.
Keep your heart.
Keep your heart. Three steps.
Well, that's come where on, you man. Really fucked up.
These girls are smart.
These girls are smart. That line I live with. I ain't going to lie to you. That's the one every time I feel I'm like, oh, no. Keep your heart.
Listen, I'm not into giving motherfuckers vital organs.
Ain't no organ donor.
I ain't really. I'm just saying.
Ain't no organ donor.
What you say? If you wouldn't give her your kidney, don't give her your heart.
That's a bar.
Right, you saw that story that dude gave that lady his kidney, then he tried to marry her and she said no.
Who?
One of them dudes. It was an older black man.
That's what I'm saying. We got to start the class and teach this nigga how to.
Yeah, that nigga ran that scam backwards.
Yeah, he fucked up. That
would be like, bitch.
He still alive.
I don't know. He probably ain't.
He probably ain't. He done fucked up, gave his kidney away. Over some pussy. Yikes, we ain't gotta go too deep.
See, that's the most dangerous part about fucking with these women, though. Like, they don't even have to cheat for that shit to fuck you all the way up. Your bitch can tell a nigga, hey, the wrong way, and it'll fuck the whole relationship up.
No cap.
I'm talking about that'll make you be all way in your feelings at a nigga. We like, hey, bitch, what the fuck was that?
Right.
You know this nigga?
You know this nigga at all. No cap.
You don't even say hey.
Yeah.
You say hi.
Last time you said hey.
Ladies, that's some real game right there. If a nigga ever asks you if you know this nigga, the argument is already done.
Yeah.
The argument has started at this moment.
Yeah, for sure. It's going down.
Don't make that nigga keep asking you if you know this nigga.
I ain't gonna ask you again.
That's how you know women again. Lying, bro. When they gave you the long explanation.
Oh, lying.
They try to explain out of what the fuck you talking about. That's why men get mad so fast, because we've been in fellow. Hold up, wait a fucking minute, that ain't what I said. That's why niggas look crazy.
Yeah, they flip the shit on you.
When they make you look as crazy as you actually are.
They so good at that.
Yeah. Mm.
They the table to. They wait for you to amp up.
Yeah.
They ramped up the whole way, then wait till you amped up. Why are you so mad?
Yeah.
See, bitch, you was just mad.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
that seminar you was talking about.
Come on, man. I'm with it. We can do this hub once a week.
There you go. Right there.
Guess what we gonna call it?
What?
Cutting the bitch back on.
Come on.
Ooh. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. We're in here with K-Camp.
Come on.
I finally got him to tell the truth.
Come on.
Ain't nothing to cut off. They ain't tell us even put her right back on. And you will be held accountable because this is the trap.
Let's go.
And you got the do-rag on.
Let's go.
Like you running shit.
Come on.
I ain't never seen a nigga.
They got my hair done today. Make sure it stay down.
Yeah, but when you threw the flap back up,
yeah.
it was reminiscence of
Let's
ODB.
Go.
Yeah. That's the spirit that it brought.
Come on, man.
R.I.P. ODB.
Hell yeah. There go that dance right there, see?
What is it, lo-fi? Okay, then, but smooth as hell.
I told you, you're dancing already.
But smooth. It's that daily on, man. Once I start drinking it, I'm activated.
Oh, shit.
I'm activated.
That's what's up, man. What you been working on?
Shit, next album.
What's it called?
Can't tell you yet, man. Can't tell you
yet. That's the name of the album, Can't Tell You Yet.
But I do got a single dropping on 416. What's today's date? The 6th. 10 more days.
10 more days.
Yep. This shit gonna go off.
It's a
and
secret.
The next one gonna go off even harder. And the next one gonna go off even harder. And the album gonna slap him on top of the head.
Oh, when the album coming?
I'm thinking May. It's right around the corner. You about to get in campaign mode. Y'all about to see it now.
Start right here.
That's right. That's what we're here.
Don't fucking leave our show and then go campaign. We get more views than all them anyway. You should just tell them now.
Hey, they know. They know what I do. Kiss 5 did 700 million streams. Come on, man. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Just so it can have the same effect. It's got to be a nigga that come through and say, 700 million!
Yeah. Yeah, Kiss 5 killed him. And that was the warm-up. Come on, man.
700 million?
Yeah.
So basically,
lottery went platinum. What's on your mind? You went gold.
Come on, man.
So
after
you saying...
They try to count me out, right?
Come on.
They thought I was over with.
So he's saying...
I'm doing shit ain't never been seen before.
Let's go.
So he's saying he got some shit that's about to do more than 700 million.
Come on, man.
Million. When the numbers get too high, your voice go up.
Come on.
That's how it be.
Yeah.
Now we got a little money, but that's still so far away. Yeah. 700 million?
You talking million?
That mean old white people listening to your shit.
Yeah, for sure. And they kids.
And the dog.
And they dog.
You know
the dog like the song.
The dog like the he howling the lyrics. My dog be doing that shit. No cap. My dog, I used to have him in the studio. Every time he howled, I knew I had a bob.
Did you still take him?
Yeah, he live in my studio.
Shit. That's how you make a dog.
Every time
work
my dog
for you.
In my cabin, Tansy.
What if he walk in the studio
if it's a bang.
And the dog been crazy. Working on some shit too and be like, man, come here, listen to this shit I was working on.
Come on, man.
No cap.
That nigga start working the boards.
My dog freaky as hell too. Yeah, nasty. I got stories about that little nigga. He nasty as hell. Anybody got any female pit bulls they want to mate with my dog? You know what I'm saying? They have some beautiful puppies.
Why you say that? That motherfucker's going
to
be blowing
my
shit up.
I need him.
Showing me pictures of the dog.
If you got some pretty ass.
Tell K-Camp to be serious. Man,
man. They going to hit you up.
Bro, you fucked me up. You not going to respond to this shit.
Hey, just forward them to me.
Don't say that, bro.
Just forward
them. I'm not about to forward you no dog pussy. Send too many and you in rapper mode. He like, look at this whole ass nigga sending pictures of a dog pussy. I'm not gonna be that, bro. You done set me up for failure for that one.
Yeah. Nah,
oh,
I need him though.
God, they about to send 900 pit bulls to me. Buy a burner phone.
See, that's the money shit. Throw on the phone.
Yeah, somebody got some merch.
Look,
meat.
Send all
that's
your dog
you
pictures
know.
To K-Camp. He got.
Send them to me.
He gonna check some DMs, and he got his cousin over there that's gonna check the other ones.
For sure.
Don't send them to me.
I need them.
I am not in the dog business. Nigga told me they was gonna give me a thoroughbred pit bull that I never heard from.
For real. I mean, the African nigga tried to scam me on the pit. He almost had me to the credit card. I was like, hey man, this shit don't seem right.
Man, I ain't buying no dog on no credit card.
I was about to.
Mm-mm.
I'm about to, I swear to God.
Oh, man.
He's going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got to see
that close,
the dog.
I was like,
I gotta
this shit don't sound right.
No, you got to buy your dog in cash, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I you got to let me see him.
Nard and me gave my last dog. Shout out to Nard.
Shout out to Nard.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't give me no dog.
He probably got some more dog. So, you try to get one from Nard?
I don't know. I don't need a dog. If I get a dog, it got to be self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient?
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
I probably need a dog from the shelter who done had a family before and understands being alone.
I know how to do all this shit.
I don't want nothing, bro. I'm just glad to be out there shelter, man.
Yeah.
I'll be back here laying by the back door, man.
Sad as hell, boy.
If them kids come back up here, I'll run over there by them. But I ain't really a dog, man. I got hit by a car. That's why I ended up in the shelter. My family moved to Cincinnati. They couldn't afford the surgery. Appreciate you getting the nigga out of there.
No, for sure.
I'll bark if somebody pull up, but they ain't gonna bite nothing.
Yeah, them niggas, they be like real humans, for real.
Yeah, you a dummy, you buy the one with energy.
Yeah.
That was me as a little kid. I want the one that running around fast. Nigga,
man,
that
burn you out.
Man, this motherfucker ran off every kind of way, man. This nigga run off the other neighborhood. I don't even know
what I'm
saying.
If I say what I'm about to say.
Yeah, don't say it.
Say what I'm about to say. I ain't saying
it. Say it.
No. Don't say it.
My dog got pat out. Let me tie up. No.
You gonna say it anyway. Fuck it.
I'm just playing. I love my dog, man.
Yeah, your dog is out here picking hits.
Mm-hmm.
That's the code.
700
shit,
million,
bro.
700 million. No, on some real nigga shit, though.
Appreciate it.
That's fucking amazing.
Appreciate it, bro.
You creeping on a bill.
Yeah.
Hold up, man.
I did the big stream.
700 million.
You dig?
That's heavy.
Yeah, man.
That's heavy. You late as hell.
I had the blunt, almost burnt my lips.
Ain't some nigga shit.
It's number God, man. Number God, man. Keep that faith. Keep hustling.
Keep hustling.
Consistency. Persistence.
What does that look like right now?
Keep hustling.
Yeah.
Me.
You the face of the hustle.
I'm the face of the hustle right now. And yourself. You know what I'm saying? Everybody putting everybody out here if you still hustling shit. Everybody the face of the hustle.
Now, see, this ain't a hustle because, you know, this is just what it is. This straight up. I ain't hustling nothing. Everything on front street with me. Look, everything, bro. I'm the chief business over here, bro. I don't fuck with no kind of hustle.
Hey.
You feel me? If I feel like if I gotta hustle something, I'm doing something wrong. They already know I'm good. I'm good money. I'm hustling them tickets. I'm still looking for some new asses to put on them seats. You hear me?
Yeah.
Cause everybody, you know, nigga be like, I seen him. Nigga, that was last time. You think I'm finna come do the same thing? Nigga, no.
Ain't nothing the same.
Every one of them shows is individuality. You feel me?
I be
busy with that individuality. You feel me? The individuality.
Nigga
can't say it right. Nigga, the individuality, nigga. I know what I said, nigga.
The individuality.
Yeah.
That's him.
You feel me?
That's him.
Nigga, you ain't got to say the shit right if you said with inflection.
With that flex?
I get sporadic on a bitch.
I go sporadic on a bitch.
Yeah, because I'm asporic.
Yeah.
You
know
what
that means?
Yeah.
Niggas,
you ain't never been asked.
I'm at the dictionary.com, that motherfucker.
Yeah, man. The ability to absorb, nigga. Come on, bro.
Yes. Yes.
Absorption.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Consumption.
Yes.
Ooh.
Talk to him then.
I take a bitch through photosynthesis, nigga.
Yeah.
Slow down before you have a metamorphosis in this bitch, bro, because I'm about to get all up in the nucleus.
Tell that bitch to wake up out the cocoon.
No, the bitch been in the mitochondria the whole time.
You mean the riboflavin?
You already know, because once the bitch tried to jump into my carbohydrates, I told her to slow down right then.
Oh, bitch, you being luminescent.
Then I got real translucent with the bitch. That means I told her everything. I gave her the truth. The bitch was craving transparency this whole time. But she was reluctant to accept it.
Well, you know these hoes is homogenous.
Yeah, because they can't be diversified.
Oh, you gotta bring them back down to the substantiary.
Yes, because the bitch started putting on all that makeup and now she done made a personified version of herself because she likes to practice personification.
Well, if that ain't out of my appeal.
Come on, man. That's the last thing I heard. Big encyclopedia head ass broad. She full of herself. Then went and sucked all the fat out of stomach. Now her ass is massive. Because they got stomachs out here that used to be asses.
The gooch. Well, no, that's the what's it called?
They got asses. Listen, they got asses. They used to be stomachs.
I ain't seen a poop in a minute.
You're not going to. That's coochie now.
It used to be a fanny pack, but they just...
Because once they get the fat sucked out, that foot will just slide down and be pussy.
Throw that back there.
You didn't know this?
That's how they show up. They'd be like, throw that back there. Take this, throw that back there.
Come on, suck all this out and put this in the ass, and then whatever left going to just drop down and be pussy meat.
Nah.
That's why the neighbor be fucked up.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know this. You know I'm a dental surgeon too. I'll get you right.
You going to the wrong one.
Dr. Miami be look, he be listening to your shit while he do the surgery.
Hey,
he
man,
ain't nothing to cut them tits off.
I'm trying to tell you. That nigga making money out of these hoes, female, man. No. He making
it ain't
money.
Nothing to cut them tits off.
Snip, snip, ho.
Oh. Do you want some ass, ho? You gonna get a man, ho? No.
I like that version.
Nah, man, he be going crazy. Man.
Appreciate you.
You got the type of shit that niggas like to hear, bro. You get when sometimes you be riding and listening to the radio, nigga, they play 4 or 5 of your tracks back to back.
Yeah, to this day. Yeah. To this day. I still hear doing all that shit on radio. That's crazy.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Some of your favorite shit to perform? Like, you know, when before the world shut down, like the ones that you miss performing.
My favorite shit. I ain't gonna lie, before shit got down, shut down, Ice Cold was going crazy.
Ice Cold.
That shit was going crazy. What else? Marilyn Monroe. Cut Her Off All the Way go crazy when I perform.
Crowd favorite.
Yeah. But I be performing cuts, my fans know. You know what I'm saying? You got the motherfuckers who just know radio shit, and you got motherfuckers who know the shit on your album. Yeah. I like performing shit on my album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Really be on that motherfucker, sit on the stool with the mic or standing up, just really sing that shit. What? Come on, man. We go crazy. I can't wait to get back on the road, honestly. I can't wait. Canada filling up right now.
Canada? Oh, I thought you said Canada.
Shit, then you go there too.
Shit, fuck yeah.
They UK?
Want you.
Yeah,
they want you to.
They can't wait. They can't wait. We gonna post that shit on the ground. You gonna shit on the YouTube.
This shit international.
Yeah, definitely international.
Like,
yeah,
for sure. You gotta go with you.
For sure.
South Africa wants you out there.
No cap. And I ain't been yet.
They want anybody.
I've been dying to get out there. I've been dying to get out there. Yeah. I did a song with Dremo Drizzy.
Jermo Drizzy. I think I just said his name right. He out there.
South Africa.
Somewhere. One of them motherfuckers.
Man, that nigga out there in the world.
He's somewhere in the motherfucker. He out there in the world.
That nigga in the galaxy, man.
No cap.
Doing music with niggas in the Milky Way galaxy. Yep. Whoever around here, bro.
Mm-hmm. If they talking right business, we with.
Who
we
haven't
doing
you worked with that you want to?
It's a lot of niggas I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I wanna get in there with Thug. Yeah. I was just talking about my boy Holly, you know what I'm saying, before I got here. Might pull up on Future and them tonight. Drake, Jay, Pharrell.
Yeah.
I want to do one with Jasmine Sullivan. She's so hard to me. She's so hard. She taught that shit I taught, honestly. She like the, you know what I'm saying, female version of me. That last album sound like some shit I wrote. It's a lot of niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Whoever's just talented, you know what I'm saying, who got good vibes. I like to build on energy. I can't go in the studio, motherfucker, be trying to be too cool, just be... Let's make some music, you know what I'm saying? Let's make some money, let's vibe out, you know what I'm saying? Create this shit for the culture and just keep this shit moving. It ain't never got to be that serious, you know what I'm saying? So anybody who got good energy, good vibes, and make dope shit,
hey, some of the dopest motherfuckers got bad vibes, though. You got to ignore that shit sometimes.
That's true.
Sometimes you got
to. Some niggas have some fucked up energy.
But they mean well.
But they
once
mean
you get
well.
The norm,
yeah,
you're like,
for
oh,
sure.
You got to
break
up
that
energy.
Shit. I'm pretty sure that's why they ain't never like, had no fucked up energy. But right. Niggas probably think I'm, you know what I'm saying, just hard to talk to. I just, shit, I got to really, like, I got to fuck with you. I got to figure you out. I'm an energy type of nigga. Like, if I see something that's off, I'm like, eh, I might X you out. But then see you again and something else, I'm like, all right, cool.
Sometimes it's good to overreact.
Yeah, for sure. Got to overreact. Stay dangerous.
Yeah. Just to know that what it'll be like, just to see if the people around you will know how to handle if you overreact or if you really just seeing.
For sure.
If they want to see you overreact. Sure. Sometimes when you overreact, niggas will give you the look like, keep going. They on some bullshit.
Yeah, they like
when
that
niggas,
shit.
When niggas do this shit, lean into the shit that's going on. Like,
they fucking with it.
Go ahead, shoot him.
Yeah. Kill him.
What the fuck?
Kill him.
Come on, Los.
Nigga, I would kill him if I was you.
Yeah.
Like, what? Sure. Who said that?
For sure. Niggas had moments like that, too.
Man, all my moments be like that sometimes.
Yeah, niggas had moments like that, no cap. But... You know what I'm saying? I fuck with everybody.
Sometimes
they
I get
me.
Invited to conversations just to be the voice of unreason. I figured it out.
Prayer, you the devil.
Man.
On the shoulder.
But you know what? It's just that sometimes people are like, okay, watch this. This is the one he's... I disagree with this one, okay? I know he's going to... We've been disagreeing on all these.
Yeah.
But when we get to the one that he really disagrees with, he'll say enough for both of us.
He's going to fuck some shit up. You know. Hey, man, it's like that, man. That's the way of life. Shit. Take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying? Be true to yourself, though, at the end of the day.
I am. Stay and true that's to what yourself. I try to show people, that sometimes I don't choose that life.
Mm-hmm.
That life chose me.
That life chose me.
Sometimes I'm just a disagreeable motherfucker.
Yeah,
especially
you gotta be.
Like, I'm not, I like, sometimes, I ain't gonna just tell you when I disagree.
Give them an example.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't gonna tell you when I disagree. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, how fucked up you gonna have me before I have to stop you?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Hey, man. It is what it is. That's
what
you gotta tell
him.
It is what it is.
This nigga the worst. Don't never have him around.
Instigate. I used to instigate like a motherfucker, bro. I used to get kicked out of class. I was the one used to hype the bullshit. I had to switch my head up.
Because he laughed just like that.
Hey, you were hyping. I was the one. Yeah. Oh, you heard that shit. You wanna let him say that shit about you, bro? I used to be that. I had to turn my life around, bro.
I don't know.
That's
fight promoter.
Yeah, I was the fight.
Yeah.
Egging shit on. Bad as hell in school.
It's funny when you look back at it, though. It's like, even when you overreact, it's like, you still reacted just enough.
Yeah, sometimes that shit comes off.
Sometimes you look back at how you overreact and be like, I should have went a little bit more.
Yeah, I should have went a little crazy. You feel me? Sometimes nigga need that shit.
It cleanses your spirit,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, get that shit out.
That's especially as like creative. That's your best energy to create from. Anger and your sexual energy.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That's the best. I agree with that.
That's the best two energies to use as far as when you try and create.
Yeah. I agree.
Man, anger is the most creative energy that you can
when
have.
When I get mad, I make the best music.
Especially when you can, I'm saying, if you know how to learn how to divert your anger
mm-hmm.
to your
craft. I make the best music when I get mad.
Hell yeah.
No cap. That's where Cut It Off came from.
What she do?
Bitch cap.
That's all it takes.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, that's old news. Honestly, I don't remember the girl. That's I don't good. Remember her name. I don't That's remember great. Shit about her, but I know she made me
she
money.
She know what she did.
She That's know. Right. She know. She remember that day.
She talk
on,
about it.
I was on Thornton Road. We was in the big house on Thornton Road. You said you was gonna pull up. Yeah, we know.
She said she can't. She every time the song come on, she like, turn that off. Yeah. That's about me.
She probably hate that motherfucker.
It's about me.
She probably hate that motherfucker. I wish I really remember the girl who it was, but I can't. I done had too many vibes. You know? Too many vibes.
Don't remember. Mm-hmm.
Shit, ain't no point now.
It ain't.
That was 2014. Yeah, fuck that.
Oh no, hell nah. She would never get nothing from me.
Don't
no
worry
conversation
about it, bro. Think of your life as a box of DVDs, bro. That was just season two, bro.
Yeah.
You can't go back and change shit. It's different, right? The show got a bigger budget
everything,
now.
Yeah, everything.
They don't even, we don't even shoot in that location no more.
Right, that shit played. Yeah. We shoot with the VHS.
Exactly.
With the little.
It's on the red, bro.
Yeah, we on the red
now. That was
now.
Before the deal.
Right. You feel me? Fucker.
Yeah. Not necessarily, because she's probably somebody's wife now. Probably a good-ass wife.
You think so?
I'm talking about dedicated.
She probably is.
Doing laundry, folding it.
She
laundry sheets.
Is.
Socks rolled up.
Yeah.
Kids is doing great in school. She cooking meals with sides.
Yeah.
Her insurance is like 117 a month.
Mm-hmm. Meals with sides.
Credit score just shot up.
My credit score just shot up, too.
I'm just saying. Hers did, too.
Fuck.
She just put the down payment on the crib. She ain't missed the payment in 2 years.
I hope so.
I'm just saying.
I hope so.
Bro, don't never wish bad on your old hoes because they reflect bad on you.
No.
These ain't no bad. These ain't
fine. I'm just saying, that's negative.
You
said vibes, bro. If you want to see your hoes do better when they leave.
She wasn't even my hoe, though.
But I'm saying in life. I'm talking
about. Yeah, the ones that was mine. Yeah, I don't wish bad on none
of them. I ain't even talking about like. I'm talking about just in life, you're like your accomplishing hoes. Yeah, like
the collection.
Not the physical hoes, like your collection of life's little hoes.
Life's little hoes.
Some
of the hoes.
Life
is hoes. Nah, I tell you that. Some of them, fuck them.
But think about it.
Majority, I love them to this day.
But
love you.
Check this out. All the pussy you ever got in your life up till today put you exactly where you are.
Oh, yeah.
So a mixture of those pussies that you...
For sure.
Now, I'm not saying people, because some of them was just a piece of pussy.
Yeah, for sure.
But all of the pussies that you got collectively made you a great... See, it's the weed. Because every nigga agreeing too much. You see how nigga was like, they're real. Some niggas is about one or two fucks away from greatness.
Nah, no cap.
You a gumbo of pussy.
Right.
All the pussy that went into.
Gumbo of pussy.
Because think about it. As old as you ever been, when you was old enough to like really need it and want it, you've been seeking it. That's been your nourishment. That has given you your drive to do everything you've been great at as a man.
He ain't said a lot yet.
What's success without no hoes?
Niggas do it for the hoes.
But I'm saying, if hoes don't want you, you not what?
You ain't got nothing going.
That's the biggest thing missing out of your success. Whatever kind of hoes you like, and this is goes to everybody, whatever
facts.
The hoes you, if they don't want you.
If you ain't got nothing going.
You got to do something else.
I'm gonna pack that shit up, find a new career, man. They ain't feeling it.
That's why motherfuckers be doing what the fuck they do. That's why Instagram popping. That's just really to see how many hoes in the world like you. That's all Instagram is.
I'm
gonna
speak
bruh, shit. You go through your pictures and don't nobody like you but your homeboys and shit. Delete that motherfucker. That ain't why you posting bitches. What you posting for these hoes? Man, you want
to
know how many if
I'm trying
do
to
the hoes in my city like me? Okay. Yeah. Oh, I done popped up on some Vegas hoes page. Yeah. Where they find me at?
Yeah. It's up.
Bad.
It's
what
up,
about
man.
The women? Women is cool. But the hoes, I'm talking about hoes who like me. Well, I'm talking about what they looking at.
Yeah.
Fuck who I am as a person.
Right.
Because I'm just going to pretend to be who I need to be to get these hoes. Let me get around the right hoes. Man, I'm talking about shit y'all didn't even know I knew about.
Yeah.
Now, if you look over there, that's where the Big Dipper is. Nigga turned to an astrologist, a psychologist, and a meteorologist. Whatever the hoes want to talk about.
What are y'all waiting?
We just talking about
geology. Let's go.
Meteorites.
Right.
Feminine science. Rights. Whatever these hoes is into. Equality.
Air pollution. I'm talking about air pollution. We ain't never gonna talk about let the white hoes come in.
What you saying?
What time were you born?
Astrology. The moon sign.
Oh, you a guesser, huh? Okay. She a Leo. She's stupid. She's standoff. She a Leo. Oh, come on. Whatever these hoes is into.
You fucking with
it. I know about it.
Nah, I don't care.
I have a wide range of knowledge.
That's why you was about to get that dog.
Nigga. We can talk about breeds of animals. What's your favorite camel? Do you fuck with them Arabian camels or you like the song?
Two humps or one?
Did you know they actually buy them camels from Africa? You didn't know that, did you? Wow.
Hey, man, you gotta goddamn blend in.
Bro, whatever them hoes
gotta
is
blend
into.
In. Some of them hoes be foolish, though, man.
That's
the new age. Yeah. But.
Yeah.
We ain't gotta talk about that. They know.
I'm a grown man. I'm glad I don't have to deal with young hoes.
Man, shit. I'm grown too, but they still come around sometimes.
Young women that are attracted to me freaky as hell, because that mean they just like old niggas.
Yeah. I like them cougars too.
You do?
Season.
You sure?
Positive. You don't like them?
I mean, I ain't never said I didn't like them.
I like
never
both sides. I like both sides. I like
that's all. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm at the age where they ain't cougars to me no more. They what just
my
class of what?
We just all grown together. Yeah. I don't know.
Facts. 50 grown. We grown.
Yeah.
You see,
I could get a chick who's 60 and I'd be her young thing.
I don't know about 60 though.
60. You ain't been on the gram.
You some 60.
60.
60.
60 is the new 35.
66.
66.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
60 is the new 35. You ain't seen these new 60-year-olds.
Black don't cry.
I gotta see some.
Nigga, Neil Long and them. That's they coming 60, right dog. Up.
Neil ain't 60.
They 50.
Come on, man.
50 cold.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I knew Neil and all that. Yeah, for sure.
Think about it. 66. Neil Long had an older sister,
4 years
though.
70.
If I'm talking. Yes.
Nah.
So
that
you,
shit ain't looking the
so
same.
I could,
I know it ain't looking
so
the same.
You telling me if I pulled up with Gladys Knight.
I know it ain't looking the same. I'm not hitting Gladys.
I'm with you to see Gladys on that version.
That's the right answer, bro.
You crazy.
Don't let him take you down that path.
I'm not doing that.
Don't let him take you down that path.
See, you young as hell.
I'd take Gladys. I respect it, but.
I'd take Gladys.
You'll take Gladys?
All them Gladys Knight chicken and waffles she own. She want me to walk around the house with a robe and some Gucci slippers thrown on and be her young meat. Yes! I'd open that motherfucking robe like I'm built. Regular body as hell. She was like, ooh, daddy. Just because the nigga's skin tight.
Yeah.
She used to them old niggas named Wilfred.
I can't do it, man.
I show with that young dope boy body.
Yeah. She on you. Applying pressure.
What?
Stop playing with him.
Nigga.
Boy, this nigga crazy.
It's some women who. It's some women who.
50 is your cutoff.
57. They gonna be in the comments. Kyle on. I don't cut off.
I ain't gonna.
Cut off? What's the cutoff?
What's the cutoff?
You don't know yet. You don't even know how old black women are. You'll meet a beautiful woman tonight, and she might turn around and say, I'm 74, baby, and you still gonna.
I think you gonna know.
No, you're not.
You gotta look at
some
her
of
hands.
These motherfuckers don't age.
Take clothes off.
They ain't got no hand surgery.
Hey,
Dr. Miami, can you pull this skin back? I'm sorry, baby. There's nothing I can do for you.
She gonna wear gloves like Cruella DeVille.
Yeah, this bitch wear gloves. You thought it was some sexy shit.
Y'all turn.
Whatever, right. Man. Y'all ain't seen what's out here in these streets. You think everything is how you see it on the cartoon, bro? I thought about some shit high the other day that fucked me up. Every time you seen a piece of chicken in the cartoon, what piece was it?
The leg.
Why nobody never drew a breast?
Never.
I ain't never seen a chicken wing in a cartoon before.
A wing? Nah, nigga. Unless it's attached to the whole bird when they turn a motherfucker into the whole goddamn turkey.
That's a turkey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the only time you'll see. But
well, that's another problem I have with cartoons, because they didn't never show you how big a turkey wing actually was. Nigga, a turkey wing is big as your fucking fist.
That's big as shit.
And they wanted us to believe that Jerry, the little mouse, was snatching the motherfuckers off there at his leisure.
Yeah. Everything was cap, mouse, though. Everything we seen growing up was cap.
That's real.
Everything.
And that shit was racist.
That's fucked.
What Steve people don't never bring up is how Scooby-Doo and them found the monster every time.
They did never fail.
They definitely did.
The monster was always a person. It was a nigga with a mask on.
What?
It was a white person trying to get some insurance money.
Yeah.
Nigga, what happened? It's haunted. We can't do nothing with it. We gotta destroy it. What you mean it's haunted? Man, it's a motherfucking demon to come sliding through this bitch when you get mad.
But they wasn't lying all the time, though.
Everybody's scared. They show up to this bitch. Now, what the fuck y'all talking about?
Bro, who the fuck needs an abandoned amusement park?
Nigga.
That's just a liability. Somebody gonna get hurt out there.
Somebody gonna get
a lot
hurt.
Of them old white guys was just trying to get their insurance payout and move to the city.
Yeah.
Kids ain't have shit to do with that.
They were trying to burn that bitch down, all type of shit.
It's facts.
First of all,
think about it.
Nigga, if you knew that you was your own swamp monster, why the fuck would you hire somebody to come figure out who you are?
Exactly.
Come on, let me show you the property. And
but you hired us, nigga. Get y'all's ass out of here. Mm-mm. They meddling kids, ain't that what they said? Take the mask off.
They knew what they was there to do. These motherfuckers finding clues on the way up there. Looks suspicious. We're gonna spend the night here. I'm like, y'all ain't scared of shit.
Yeah, they were bold as hell.
Where was their family? That shit was probably a rolling orgy. That's a little weird combination.
Yeah.
Little nerdy bitch.
Yeah.
Bad bitch.
So you tell, wait a minute.
A stoner.
You telling me.
And a nigga with a handkerchief around
that
his
they
neck.
Was already old enough to drive.
With a
How
big
old
dog.
Was it for real? That's a good question.
They never let Shaggy drive.
He was high.
He was high as hell every time.
He had to be so he could talk to Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't try to act like he was a bad person. If it wasn't for him being high enough to talk to Scooby-Doo, a lot of that shit wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. He was a real,
Scooby-Doo was the one who taught him how to get the fuck out of there. What should we do, Scooby? I don't know.
Hey.
Yeah.
So Scooby-Doo was the star of the show.
That's how the show go. Every team, the little nerdy girl figure out what's going on, right? It's up to the nigga with the handkerchief to set up the trap. It's up to Scooby-Doo and motherfucking Shaggy high ass to trick and be the lure.
They
get them to chase. They got to get the monster to chase them.
Yeah.
And they had the best fucking chase.
They
got
to get the monster to chase them.
They'll just be running in one place. Then that bitch turn into some disco shit like you on acid.
Yep. With a little
Scooby-Doo
song.
Run this way classic, and come back. Man. Them was the best niggas to run down the hall with. You would never find Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. If it's
door
more than
door.
One door, you ain't finding them niggas. Whoever door you, the monster think they in, them niggas in the other door. How the fuck was they moving through the walls like that? Can't nobody fuck with Shaggy and Scooby.
Nah.
And that shit taught me so much about life.
What it taught you, bro?
That it ain't nothing to fear but old white dude. Old white man is creepy as hell. That's what it taught me.
Evil as hell, ain't it?
Nah.
I fuck with some of them.
You do?
Yeah. Got some cool, you know what I'm saying, cool partners.
Me
Not
too.
Not all of them, but.
But
know.
That's where I heard that from.
What?
I used to work at Domino's with this old white man, looked just like Hulk Hogan, swear to God. Exactly like Hulk Hogan. He was like, man, colors you always remember. He used to say, man, colors you always remember. No matter what you're trying to do in life, there's always going to be some old white guy come fuck it up. He said,
for real.
That's what he used to say all the time.
Yikes.
He was a white guy.
He was an old white
guy. To this day, huh?
Yeah. He was one of the coolest motherfuckers.
Man,
yeah.
Because he used to say shit like that all the time. He was one of them old white dudes who was just like mad at America.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to say all
so
the wrong
fuck
shit
what he
all
say,
the
yeah.
time. Yeah. They ain't give a fuck.
I fuck with them because they don't give a fuck. They going to say whatever.
Mad at America.
Shit you want to hear too. Shit
he
you
used to just work there for what he called beer money.
For real. I can't
so
do beer,
man. Beer
I can't drink the beer. Yeah, I don't fuck with beer like that.
You do?
Not
this is the type of shit that's missing in the world.
What
this used to be illegal.
What?
For three black men to have a conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I love it. I love all this. You know what I'm saying? I love the
shit.
Show. I love everything
bro,
about
this
it.
This the trap house right here, bro.
The trap house.
Let me see the lighter. You got one.
Condom.
I thought I gave it to you.
Definitely
I don't know
did.
What I did.
I'll give you another. I took it back. I'm petty
yeah,
like that.
See that?
Niggas ain't gonna steal my lighter.
I ain't got so many lighters stole in my lifetime.
Bro.
So many. Countless.
You gotta open up a camp. Your name K Camp. You should open up a camp.
I'm out there with the Rare Collectives, though. Rare Collectives. Writing camp. All the dopest songwriters, all the dopest producers, you know what I'm saying? Shit. One building, documented. Yeah. You're gonna wish you was there.
You see how I be throwing this shit up?
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna wish you was there, Rare Collective.
What you mean I'm gonna wish I was there?
Not
I'm gonna be
not
there.
You.
Oh, I'm in there.
Niggas who ain't there.
You ain't heard these songs.
Come on, man. I already heard your freestyle. I need an interlude.
You got
matter of fact,
too.
If you want to come to the studio, I didn't.
Bro, you ain't heard, the shit that I've been working on the love side.
On the love side?
Nah, I've got some dope ass love songs.
You got some sap shit for him?
Man, what?
Come on, man.
Come on.
I'm here,
niggas
man.
Ain't had a good apology song in a minute. That's why a lot of niggas is losing.
Apology song.
We need a good apology song.
I'm sorry for 2000.
Not that.
Oh, yeah, that nigga.
Not that.
That nigga made that song. He made 1 year worth of apology. That nigga said, I ain't apologizing no motherfucking time, bitch.
What's the nigga that had? He said something. What's that nigga name, man? Not Anthony.
Come on, man. KKM, I didn't want to.
Song for women and he looked crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to get to this point.
Nah, Raheem, what's his name? Jaheim.
Oh, Jaheim. Yeah, he looked
put that woman first.
You better be careful.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying.
You see it now.
I couldn't remember.
You know what I'm saying?
We gonna need something, because...
I want to hear your song, though.
Bruh, my shit going stupid.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I want to hear it, no cap.
My shit going crazy.
Hey, man.
You know, I keep a dope-ass record and a stupid-ass dance on deck.
Come
just
on,
in
man.
Case my moment to shine shows up.
Viral. I know it's going viral. Mm.
I'm gonna make me a dance just for the ladies. That ain't like just like you said, I ain't never gotta do it.
Yeah, let them do it.
They gonna need some hot girl anthems. Something to shake their pussy to.
For sure.
Everybody gonna make a bunch of ass songs.
Shake their pussy music.
Yeah. Put your hand in there, the other hand on your pussy. They gonna go crazy. Something they can do that little stripper walk to.
Yeah.
Big pussy girl to the dance floor. Stupid.
Come on. Like they do in Jamaica.
Did you bring your pussy with you? Bring your pussy with you. Did you bring your pussy with you? Bring your pussy with you. Did you bring your pussy with you? Look, they like it already. Hold up, let me. Is that on Shazam?
Yeah. Shazam it.
Oh, yep. There you go. That's it.
Fucking with it.
K-Camp.
You got all the bars, all the hooks, all the.
Right there.
Come on, man. Come in the studio, I'm telling you. You think I'm bullshit?
I ain't bullshit.
I'm not bullshit, nigga.
I ain't bullshit. We'll drop that motherfucker tonight.
Come on.
Be on the radio in the morning. Ladies, I know you waking up.
Make sure you bring
this one's coming from the fellas. New single, K Camp, Carlos the Fool.
Yeah.
New single.
Yeah.
Trying to be best friends with your coochie.
Yeah.
We can do a blues song.
You can rap on this one.
Let's do a blues song. A blues trap.
Some trumpets and shit.
Hell yeah. Come in and just talk for 2 minutes. Now, when I first seen you, she had them little shorts on, and I was just looking over there at her, and I said, we might not have a long future, but we could spend a couple weeks together.
Type of shit I like. We might not have a long one. In a couple weeks. Maybe two, three.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Best time of your life.
But it's going to be great.
But don't worry. The block list coming soon.
Mm-mm.
You can't have too much fun with me.
I think everything get fucked up. So you can fuck the whole thing up trying to be together.
Yeah, when you force it.
It's two mistakes that we always make. Trying to get to know a motherfucker and staying too long.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, everybody that you got to know, you don't even like no more. If they would have stayed strangers, they might still be around.
Facts. Yeah. My boy spinning tonight.
The more shit you learn about a motherfucker, the less you like. Bitch, you eat pickles.
No cap. Sir, she be like, come on, man, that ain't it.
Nah, bro, I know that everybody ain't to be fucked with. Took this girl to get some pizza one time, she got more toppings than a Ninja Turtle. Sardine?
Yeah.
And anchovies. Okay.
It's disgusting.
It was one of them stupid-ass pieces of plate.
Disgusting.
Bro, I was so disgusted.
Ew. They really put that shit on pizza? Am I tripping? They do that on pizza for real? Sardines? I know they don't do that for real.
Yeah.
They can't do that for real. I ain't never seen it.
Anchovies.
Yeah, that's what they got.
For real.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what pizza place still got them shit.
I'm about to say, bro, that shit nasty, bro.
Unless it's like some special.
You eat pineapples on your pizza?
Hell no.
Fuck no.
Pineapples don't go on pizza.
That shit terrible, too.
Why?
Bro, one time I went out to eat with this girl. She ate a big ass burger and the rest of my shit.
I was like, when the last time you fucking ate?
Yeah, hey, nah, nigga. What about what about the bitches that ordered two meals? Can I get something to go?
What? Oh no.
I was like, you might as well, because it's gonna be my last time seeing you.
No cap.
You know what? I don't like when you go at the gas station and you ask her if she wants some and she say no. I'm like, you do want some.
Nah, every time.
Don't never come out this store. You're not even thinking. That's your problem.
Right.
You're not even thinking. I'm going to get in the goddamn car, pull off, and all of a sudden, you know what I wanted? Bitch, you should have said it when we was there.
It did.
You knew what we wanted. You didn't. You wouldn't think, if I would have been thinking, that's what I'm asking you to do. Put your motherfucking thinking cap on.
Facts.
And figure out. But you know what? About this stuff.
Believe it or not, they really just want you to bring them something.
You can't have and
just
water.
Just bring, no, just whatever you bring, just eat them damn Skittles and drink that purple Gatorade.
Yeah.
This is the crazy.
Whatever you get.
I'm telling you, bro. I've been having epiphanies all week. Women like for you. Women like to be told what to do, but not told what to do exactly.
Yeah.
Like they kind of want. They kind of want you to like create an environment where they can make a few choices, but ultimately it's like you're just like,
yeah.
Like when your girl say, what do you want to eat?
Yeah.
That's really like, I have thought about what I would have wanted to eat, but you didn't tell me what you think. So if you don't come up with nothing, then we just don't have to make a decision until you decide.
And they'll never decide.
They will never decide. You a star.
Facts.
No. Why you ain't getting nothing?
30 minutes.
Nothing,
yeah, you know what you
and then she gonna yell at you. Why you ain't getting nothing?
Yeah.
Because you didn't tell me what you wanted.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one hungry.
You know what?
That's stupid.
She called you back. They closed.
Yeah. Because you took so long trying to order the shit. Amen. Trying to figure it out.
I didn't know if I wanted the lobster ravioli.
The most this expensive shit.
Or the salmon.
Yeah.
The moment you think you understand, that's where you got it fucked up.
Yeah, just play the role, man. Play the role.
But that shit, they'll make it. They get, yeah.
I love it, though. They can't live with them, can't live without them.
Make a decision, and then they do it.
I love
it. But you never know where women be getting some of this shit from. Especially, like, if you leave and you come back and your girl been watching TV. She really think you supposed to be like the nigga in the movie.
Nah, for sure.
I just thought you was going to come in and, like, pick me up and hold me in the air of your head. What the fuck? Why would you think some shit like that? No, I just saw it on this movie. This dude, he was really in love. And I thought,
he was really in love.
I'm sorry, you mad. Like,
yeah, then the whole argument started at that, huh?
Oh, my God.
Can't win.
What?
Can't win, man. I told you we need to do a show. What you said? Cut that bitch on? Come on, man. New episode. Cut that bitch on. This first episode.
He was really in love with her. He picked her up. He held her. They was on the boat.
You talking about Titanic?
Yeah.
That nigga died. Not real.
The nigga died. The nigga died.
You want me to die? I got to show you my love by dying, bitch.
She gonna be like, yeah. Hey, man.
You really love me, you kill yourself.
What?
But women will set you up to disappoint them.
No.
You can't watch movies with women. They.
You think she pretty?
Yeah, she's a good-looking woman. Halfway through the movie, she don't want to watch it no more. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You think the bitch pretty as shit? Yeah. I don't even. Oh, I can't stand her. She cannot ask.
Yes, man. Yes.
Hey, man, you got to get you one of the light girls, man.
That's the worst.
That's the worst?
Yes.
It's working for me.
They gonna sneak and heat up all the pussy while you look. You will feel so under-accomplished. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck them. These bitches are still up exercising. You in the bed sleep. Oh, you wake up all you hear.
Y'all bitches still smacking. Go to sleep. All right, now go to bed. Shit, man. Hey, that's no goddamn smacking, man.
Shit. Oh, boy.
Ain't nobody trying to hear this shit out, man.
Hey.
Bro, we
sleep in a goddamn beehive every night. I'm so sick of you bitches thrusting on each other.
Boy, y'all nigga hell, boy. What the fuck? What the fuck?
That shit funny.
That's facts, though. She made a point.
Whatever, man.
Y'all nigga crazy, y'all boy.
Y'all niggas is on one. It's the De Leon.
It's the De Leon.
It's the De Leon.
No kizzy. Oh, man.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic. And at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Boy, it's here.
You gonna get two of them, bro.
Two of them? I love two of them.
Two of them.
I love two. I can take two. I can take three. I can take three.
That's too much to risk right there. That's a risk. Vegas gamble right there.
Yeah.
What if both of them cheat on you with two separate niggas?
Whew, that's cold. But if you got a three, you know what I'm saying? You really ain't attached to none of them.
Damn.
If you're dealing with three, you gotta know what the fuck you're dealing with.
You don't never know about that third, because that's the wild card.
That's the wild card.
That's the one that they picked. She might come up with a stud that's 6'1". What's up, bro?
Hey, name, hey, who brought her?
Hell no.
Who brought her?
Hell no. Can't do that one.
Who is this young man right here?
Who is this young man?
What's up, fellas? Shut up.
No.
Hey, man, hell no. Yeah, Y'all need on one tonight, boy. Y'all on one tonight. For real.
That's how we get down, bro.
I love it. I love every bit of it.
Look, bro, don't let this be your last time stopping through the trap house, man.
Come on, man. Whatever y'all need me at, man, I'm pulling up.
Bro.
Pushing up.
We right here.
DC be at the studio all the time.
I know. He's musically inclined.
Yeah, he got some shit.
He working on some shit.
Man. Mm-hmm. He got some shit. I fuck with DC y'all crazy.
Don't jump in there and lock in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a song he want me on. I'm gonna knock that shit out. I'm not that shit out.
You might as well, bro.
Might as well.
Come on, bro.
That's family. I fuck with DC.
Hell yeah. I know he got a stupid ass dance that can go with any one
anything. Of them. Anything. My boy had on that one video, that zebra, that little zebra two piece. Who know about it? I fuck with him, though. I fuck with him.
Shout out to DC.
Shout out to DC, man.
Hell yeah, he been going crazy with the music.
Mm-hmm.
So shit, bro.
I'm feeling good.
Y'all
now.
Niggas done tickle the shit out of me talking about all this. But this is exactly what you said you needed, bro. Like a seminar to drop some game.
Yeah.
And some insight.
For sure.
What would you like to leave the people with?
What would I like to leave the people with, man?
I gotta put this weed down. This shit making me stupid. Cause I'm thinking all kind of silly shit.
Hey man, keep it going. they gonna love this episode. They gonna replay this one.
Yeah, this one definitely going up there.
Yeah, they gonna replay this one. Yeah. What I wanna leave them with?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. Respect everything we got going on. Respect what 85 South Show got going on. Respect what K-Count, Red Sound got going on. Cause this shit ain't gonna stop. You know what I'm saying? As much as these niggas wanna sleep on this shit, it ain't never gonna stop.
700 million. They are not sleep.
You know what I'm saying? Until niggas
they didn't at least got up to
stop.
Take a pee-pee at this point.
A lot of niggas out like they don't hear this shit, but they hear this shit. Your bitch playing this shit.
For real.
At the end of the day, your bitch playing it, and what she
and
playing,
it's her favorite shit.
You gotta listen to. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We kicking that flavor, and we gonna continue to kick that flavor. Bitch CEO, we taking a whole another lane, you know what I'm saying? We really getting to the money this time around. We ain't playing with them. Shout out all my guys. I got my guys in the building, man. Shout out Travin in London, Bobby Critical, DJ Genius, True Story G, Tanzy in this motherfucker, Ricky in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Ricky in this motherfucker. Not Lil Rick.
Lil Rick.
What's up, Ricky? That's him? Who, he in here too?
Oh, Tyree and his motherfucker, Spike Ree. I gave him the name. He shoot the best videos in the city.
That's your
he
cousin,
shoot all my videos. He got everybody calling his phone trying to get a video of Spike Ree. You know what I'm saying? I coined that name. So if
that
he ever
ran
up,
in here just to get his shout out. Hold up, wait a minute. Spike G in this motherfucker.
Like this, you know.
Hey,
don't forget.
Come on, nigga.
Hey,
you see the New Balance? You see the New Balance? Hey, take out. I watched the show. Tell Carlos them about me, man.
You know what I'm saying? The guys out here, man. Shout out to everybody who supports
me. Shout out
to
Red Monkey.
Shout out to Red Monkey, crazy ass, man. Hey, I just found out it's your cousin. Come on, man. Your ass crazy, and you know you crazy. But hey,
nah,
man,
he look.
He gonna watch me. He gonna hold some shit down.
You know
though.
My cousin.
You know Red Monkey. What you call him? Jeremy.
Junkie J.
Yeah.
Junkie J.
He gonna make sure you straight. He gonna have that little badge on.
Bruh. Junkie J.
Yeah, I fuck with him though. He's solid. I fuck with him. For sure. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? New album coming soon. Red Family out right now. You know what I'm saying? Keep streaming. We gonna keep providing y'all with that vibe. You know what I'm saying? King of the vibes. Float. Float God. You know. I could pop it all day, but they know me, man.
Well, folks, there you have it. To all the ladies who've been asking me to get your baby daddy in here,
I'm here.
The trap.
I'm here.
He know where we located
for
at,
sure.
Man. This has been another spectacular rendition of the 85 South Show.
Yeah.
Let's shoot a clip.
Come on.
Yeah,
so motherfucking bad. Hold on.
Yep, go ahead
and dig
that out.
That
day
line was on me, boy.
Claytonian.
Oh, man, what up, bro? Man, I'm just cooling.
That shit cold, man.
That's what it is. My nigga Neil.
It's been people.
How you living? We're finna get it in.
I just probably been
hey, that nigga
a hole.
Junkie. Junkie, fool.
Come on. Ready, J-O-N. Listen. mushy, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did a nigga end up so wrong? I stay down and the nigga came up, cause I been broke so long. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. Oh, ain't better cut that down. If you ain't really about that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out. Whoa. I keep some gangs around me, yeah, everybody around me clutch that down. Whoa, before I have a couple killers yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. You know how it gets, yeah. Whoa. Fuck around in heat, yeah. Whoa. You don't wanna spit, yeah. You don't wanna take to yeah. Go. I'm a motherfucking shot up. Whoa. Oh, you don't motherfucking pop, yeah. Whoa. We been at it with a robber. Come on. Oh, we been at it with a robber. Whoa. Better ask about me. When they clip hang long, you'll track about him. I see that nigga run down. You don't wanna get your gun down. Oh, you better stand down. Whoa. I'm a real boss, nigga, yeah. Whoa. You'll get your nigga, yeah. Whoa. You'll get y'all, nigga, yeah. Whoa, I'm a too mushy, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did a nigga end up so wrong? Whoa, I stay down and then it came up, cause I've been broke so long. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. All that hang, better cut that down. If you ain't really buy that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out.
I like that part.
Around me, clutch that down. Whoa, before I have a couple killers, yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. Whoa, you know how it gets, yeah. Fuck around the heat, yeah. You don't wanna speak to, yeah. You don't wanna take to, yeah. Whoa, I'm a motherfucking shotter. Oh, we a motherfucking pop, yeah. We some motherfucking mobster, whoa. And I've been at it with a robber, whoa. Better ask about me when that clip ain't long. We'll track about him. I see that nigga run down. You don't wanna get your gun down. Oh, you better stand down. I'm a real boss, nigga, yeah, yeah. You a real tall nigga, yeah, yeah. You'll get y'all, nigga, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa. Too mushy, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did the nigga end up so wrong? I stay down and the nigga came up cause I've been broke so long. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. All that hang, better cut that down. If you ain't really buy that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out. I keep some gas around me, yeah, everybody around me clutch that down. Before I have a couple killers yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, no, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Too mushy, but I stay so strong. Yeah. Too mushy, but I stay so strong. Whoa. Too mushy, but I stay so strong.
How many people think they be going through a whole lot when you wake up and shit? You dig what I'm saying? But listen,
too mushy, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did a nigga end up so wrong? Whoa. I stay down and a nigga came up cause I been broke so long. Whoa. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. All that hang, better cut that out. Whoa, if you ain't really buy that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out. Yeah, I keep some gangs around me, yeah, everybody around me clutch that down. Whoa, before I have a couple killers yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down.
Try to come out and do something positive. They don't want to help. They be like, black people not going to support that bullshit. Go to the Go to the website.
85apparel.com.
Say it again.
85apparel.com.
Man, put it on the screen.
You know what I mean? And I know my accent a little heavy when I say a pearl. It's not a U in it.
A pearl.
You know how to fucking spell.
Pearl. Go get some apparel.
Go get some apparel.
Sick of this shit, man.
Shit.
Every day.
Man,
let me get a hat.
Yeah, man.
Let me get that hoodie.
What's up, man? Take that off.
When the 4X gonna be in?
Yeah, man.
Are you mad?
Y'all ain't got nothing for babies? Man, what the fuck?
When y'all gonna get some onesies?
Yeah, I know, man. Cut some of this
man,
shit
buy
out.
Man, shit we got, so we
save it for your baby. That nigga gonna grow up one day. He gonna want this.
I'm tired of telling them.
Me
bro.
Too,
I'm
man.
I'm just gonna start wearing all the shit myself. I wear it every day in the way. I like it.
Me too. It's nice.
Shit
nice quality. Everything. You know what I mean?
That shit's soft, man. Made out of hoodie material.
Yep. Even the pants. We got hoodie. Sweatpants made out of hoodie material. Come on, man.
Dude, and it ain't like this ain't no knockoff shit. You can wash this.
Right.
And
it ain't gonna fade
it's
or nothing.
The same.
Better than that shit you used to. We making sure.
Bro, I had this hoodie for the whole 5 years.
Yeah, I know.
Look, still bright.
All the way. And niggas don't know how to wash clothes good, so it's not because we have a good washing routine.
Bruh,
it's just
we got
the shit
all
is nice.
The nigga colors. We got black, we got red, we got blue, we got some pink shit for the girls.
White.
Socks, rolling trays, lighters. Man, what else they want us to come out with?
I better add, I guess, because we got to keep doing these motherfuckers.
I'm about to call LL Cool J.
Right.
I'm about to pay somebody else to do this shit.
I know, right? Get that nigga to roll his pants leg up one time.
I don't know what they want me to do. Everybody who come through here get some of this dope ass shit and be like, I like that shit.
Yeah, it's nice, thick, it's cool.
Hey, man, why that hat cost that much? Nigga, we don't own no factory. We had to cut a deal. We got to make some money off this shit, too.
Exactly. I don't understand why y'all...
Nigga, even the tag in our shit is better.
It say 80, it's imprinted on it. So a motherfucker can't say, you know, like Biggie said, they go to nigga with the fake eye. You ain't got to worry about that.
It's real.
Our shit is real. Now, that's what I'm saying. You got to get our shit. Because when we see y'all with the shit, that ain't our shit.
We don't know how much the shit they be buying costs.
Right.
Our shit don't even cost that.
Don't even cost that much.
Man.
I had somebody send me a DM saying, hey, man, it's an 85 South Shows hoodie I'm marking up for y'all. What you think? I think you need to get that shit the fuck out my page.
The bootlegger sent you the shit that they was bootlegging?
Fuck, you gonna get me to approve some bootleg shit.
Taking food out my kid's mouth.
Right.
With my idea.
Right.
Wow.
Motherfuckers. Buy some of this shit, man. Okay? It's Christmas time. We ain't gonna see the money till April anyway. Just go ahead and get some of this shit.
I don't know what else to tell them.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor at large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.